We have a tremendous show for you today. We have three interviews. First of all, we'll hear from Benjamin Singer of Clean Missouri Campaign. We're going to speak with Jordan Young with the Missouri Jobs with Justice, followed by an interview with Enrique Chi of the Making Movies Band. Okay, on the phone is Benjamin Singer, Communications Director for Clean Missouri. Welcome to KKFI, Benjamin.
Thanks so much for having us, Bill.
Tell us about the initiative and what's going on.
Well, you know, I think all Missourians can probably agree that lobbyists, big donors, and small groups of political insiders have too much control and influence over Missouri state government. But fortunately, it doesn't have to be this way. And together with Clean Missouri, we can make our state government more transparent, limit the power of big money, and ensure we're able to hold legislators accountable when they fail to act in the public interest. And we're doing that with a ballot initiative that voters will see on the ballots this fall in November of 2018. And we're calling it Clean Missouri. It's an amendment to the Missouri Constitution, and it will allow for voters to decide that we need these desperately needed reforms to limit the power of big money in our legislature, make our state government more transparent, and ensure we can hold legislators accountable when they fail to act in the public interest.
Now, I noticed several bullet points on the official ballot that I just printed off the net. So you want to mention what some of the different provisions of Clean Missouri are?
Absolutely. So Clean Missouri does five things, and they're all designed to increase integrity, transparency, and accountability in the Missouri General Assembly. So first, it will eliminate almost all lobbyist gifts in the General Assembly. Right now, lobbyists are giving over about $900,000 a year to our state lawmakers. And in 2017, lobbyists actually gave over $1 million in gifts to legislators in the Missouri General Assembly. So Clean Missouri will eliminate just about all of that. Clean Missouri also requires politicians to wait 2 years before they cash in and become lobbyists themselves. And the third thing Clean Missouri does is it lowers campaign contribution limits for state legislative candidates and closes loopholes that allows for some big donors to funnel unlimited amounts of money into campaigns of state legislative candidates. Clean Missouri 4th requires that legislative records be open to the public and ensure that the legislature operate under the same open records laws as other public entities in Missouri. And finally, Clean Missouri will ensure that neither political party is given an unfair advantage when new maps are drawn after the next census and make sure that voters are picking politicians, not the other way around.
So explain a little bit of what it takes to get an initiative on the ballot.
Great question, Bill. So we were really proud that over 1,600 volunteers and canvassers over the course of a year gathered 345,956 signatures. And we delivered those to the Missouri Secretary of State's office on May 3rd. So that's just about 346,000 Missourians standing up and actively demanding that we pass these much-needed ethics reforms in Jefferson City.
You've got the signatures. You got it on the ballot. So what are some of the activities you're going to do to make sure that people turn out and support this in November?
Yeah, well, you know, the most important thing to us is getting the word out there and making sure that Missourians know the facts about what is in the Clean Missouri Initiative. Because when people look at the fact and they look at the policies and look at the problems that it solves, you know, overwhelming majorities of Republicans, Democrats, and independents all across Missouri are in agreement that these are things that we need to do. So we will be getting out the word every way we can. You know, we want volunteers will be holding house parties. You know, people will be, you know, sending emails to their friends, you know, writing letters, you know, holding events to let the public know that this is going to be on the ballot. It's going to solve some really big problems with ethics and transparency and accountability in Jefferson City, and that, you know, we can actually solve these problems and go a long way in improving the way business is done in Jefferson City by voting yes on November 6th for Clean Missouri.
You know, a whole lot of the politics in well, a lot of states, but Missouri, there's always kind of a rural versus urban thing. But I would think something like this kind of appeals to rural as well as urban voters. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, Bill, you got that exactly right. I think that's why you see that our large and growing coalition includes, you know, everyone from conservative state senators, Rob Schaff and Jim Lemke and Representative Galen Higdon, and folks like